Madame Valancourt stepped daintily over the chunk of fallen plaster by the front door as she introduced a small old man straight from the pages of a Pagnol novel. He clutched a beret that may have once been blue between his nicotine-stained fingers.
Bonjour, Madame Kit.
Penelope was not at her best, and wailing at the kitchen walls and diving at wasps in the maddening heat all morning had not helped. Her headache was a reminder to stick to Perrier for a while and cross that particular rosé off the shopping list. She hoped this wasn't the first ominous stage of becoming a cliché, the wine-soaked, middle-aged expat.
Please, I think you can call me Penny now.
Of course, Penny, and you can call me Madame Valancourt.
She paused and smiled.
A little joke, Penny.
Penelope was not so sure, as the Frenchwoman continued.
I would like you to meet Monsieur Charpet. He is the gardener who worked for the previous owners.
Penelope gazed at the Provençal stereotype in front of her. Judging from the walnut complexion and his gnarled hands, he had clearly lived his life outdoors. His age was difficult to estimate, but he could not have been less than 75, she thought. A large and droopy moustache gave him a look of comic melancholy that made him rather endearing. She stood up and stretched out a hand.
Bonjour, Monsieur Charpet.
She almost withdrew it in shock as he grasped the fingers and swiftly, with a neat bow, kissed the outstretched knuckles.
Enchanté, madame.
He followed with a stream of incomprehensible French patois to Madame Valancourt. Penelope looked questioningly at her estate agent.
He is saying, Penny, that he did not realize that English women could be so beautiful, even at your time of life.
Ouch. Penelope was not sure how to react to that. Expediency demanded that she take it as a compliment.
Enchanté de faire votre connaissance, Monsieur Charpet.
Another stream of French was directed at Madame Valancourt.
He wants to know when he should start.
But I haven't interviewed him. There's a matter of references, pay scales. Penelope had a view of employment practice honed by the bureaucracy of the Home Office. And then there's hours, holidays, paperwork, surely. Like all English expatriates, she was fully resigned to the legendary mountains of French bureaucracy. Madame Valancourt smiled.
Paperwork?
Yes, paperwork. The piles of bureaucratic paperwork before you can do anything that everyone knows is what happens in France. What about social taxes and employer premiums that the notary in Avignon was so clear about?
It is not necessary in this case.
But the notaire said, always keep the paperwork.
Indeed, but not in the case of Monsieur Charpet. A simple handshake will do. He is a man of honour.
The lugubrious face of Monsieur Charpet suddenly brightened in recognition of a word he recognised. He clasped Penelope's hand.
L'honneur, madame, l'honneur.
Intoned the new appointee, and he broke into a wide and toothless smile.
Let's go into the garden, said Penelope.